Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nick Boyle, 3 years, $18 million. And a question I asked before the break. No Eric DaCosta at this press conference. Should he be there? It's just going to be Harbs and Nick Boyle. I mean, is this a big deal? We talked about it when Tavon Young got his extension. Is it even press conference worthy? But I think with Tavon Young, the stage was set that now everyone that they certainly sign or re-sign, you're going to get your 15, 20 minutes with the media.
Yeah, I don't – Eric not being there, is that a big thing? No. You know, Eric was at the first one because it was his first one. And that's why. How many did we ever see Ozzie at these?
None.
Right. So I don't think it's – it's not something that Eric needs to be at. This is for Harbs to, you know, gush over Nick Boyle and saying how, you know, great he is and how much he means to the team and how big a signing this is and moving forward, you know, to have his tight ends back, you know, is a big thing. And, Bob, we asked Lanlon to check, and he played 54.75% of the snaps. I'm guessing that if Lamar would have been quarterback the whole year, he probably plays more, right? You would think, yeah, wouldn't he have?
And Hayden Hurst missed a lot of time early.
Yeah, that's true.
But once Lamar took over, Nick Boyle led all tight ends with 196 run-blocking snaps. He was on the field a lot. And this is the quote that kind of has us scratching our heads a little bit. Adam Schefter saying that one NFL coach referred to Nick Boyle said that he would have been the best tight end to hit free agency in the last 3 years. Now, full disclosure, I don't have the list of free agent tight ends over the last 3 years. I know Jimmy Graham was out there last year. Ben Watson's been there on a couple of occasions. Dwayne Allen visited Baltimore this week. High praise or, you know, not a strong free agent tight end class.
Yeah, I'm you know, and
maybe
and
a combination of both, I guess.
One NFL coach. Is it a tight end coach? You know, what type of coach was it? You know, it's got to be somebody that studied the tight end. I mean, he had 23 catches. Bobby averaged 9.3 yards per catch. He just turned 26, so he's a young guy. He's a good blocker. I don't think it's bad. And all right, so he played, let's do a little math, Bob. He played 7 games. If you somehow multiplied those, if you just doubled it, he basically has 400 run-blocking snaps, and that would be in 14 games. You know, so say 450 run-blocking snaps for the season. Pretty big piece of the puzzle, so.
So should we assume, however, that's going to be the snap rate next year when you're going to have Hurst and Andrews probably being very prominent parts of the Ravens passing attack?
I would say this, Bob, just because Hurst and Andrews, Bob, their blocking is what?
Subpar?
Yes. So here's the way I kind of see it. They don't have a fullback, right?
Not by definition, no.
So the fullback is going to be either Hurst or Andrews would be that move kind of guy. So that's your fullback.
And I believe Greg Roman said fullback's going to be part of what they're trying to do here.
Right. And you know, it'd be interesting.
Maybe not in the Vontae Leach vein, but, you know, point taken.
Right. Go back and look at the Niners, who their blocking tight end was, because they had the Maryland kid Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy they had was the one that went to Tennessee, right?
Delanie Walker.
Yes. And then they must have had a third who was a blocker, you know, how many snaps that he had. But Nick Boyle, you probably look at him like a offensive lineman in their scheme.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.